Chapter 10, Staying Safe. Chapter Overview. This chapter deals with the steps you can take to make your working life safer, more secure, and compliant with current health and safety legislation. NTA's role in safety. Looking after your own safety and that of your customers. Looking after your personal security. What to do in a collision or emergency. Handling and transporting luggage and other heavy items. Complying with regulations. 10.1. NTA's role in safety. NTA plays a key role in ensuring that SPSV services are professional and safe. The regulations created by NTA focus on both driver and customer safety and provide guidelines on how to maintain a high standard of service. NTA outlines specific rights and responsibilities for both SPSV operators and customers to ensure safety and professionalism. Key NTA safety regulations. Refusal of service. Drivers have the right to refuse service to disorderly, abusive passengers or those unwilling to pay the fare. Additionally, drivers can refuse passengers carrying items that are unsafe, bulky, or too heavy. Compliance with regulations. NTA enforces regulations that ensure both road safety and vehicle safety, including considerations such as driving practices, licensing, and vehicle standards. Although NTA does not enforce regulations that relate to road safety or smoking in the workplace, it is important that you know these regulations and understand the benefits of obeying them, as they directly affect your working life. In addition to NTA, there are several organisations responsible for creating and enforcing the safety and security regulations that apply to you as an SPSV operator. An Garda Síochána. Area of responsibility. Vehicle safety, regulations, including mobile phone use while driving, road and traffic legislation, and criminal incidents, such as theft, robbery, or assault. Further information. Local Garda stations nationwide. www.garda.ie. Road Safety Authority, RSA. Area of responsibility. Vehicle standards regulations, rules not covered by NTA, and driving standards. Further information, www.rsa.ie and www.rsa.ie/services/learner-drivers/resources/rules-of-the-road. Health and Safety Authority, HSA. Area of responsibility. Enforcement of the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act 2005 and associated health and safety legislation. Further information, www.hsa.ie. Health Service Executive, HSE. Area of responsibility. Ensuring compliance with smoke-free workplace legislation. Further information, www.hse.ie. Operating in compliance with safety regulations provides important benefits both for you and your customers. Ensuring a safe and comfortable journey with excellent health and safety standards is an important factor in providing a first-class professional service. A safer journey means a better experience for the customer, which can increase repeat business and result in a higher income for you. 10.2. Looking after your own safety and that of your customers. Avoiding driver fatigue. The RSA says driver fatigue is a factor in about 10 to 20% of road traffic collisions. Source: https://www.rsa.ie. A tired driver is not a safe driver. You should plan your work shifts carefully to make sure you get enough sleep and avoid getting too tired. Whenever you have a short break, you should take a quick rest if possible. Get some fresh air. Stretch your legs. Driving hours. When you apply for an SPSV driver licence, you formally agree that you will not drive or use an SPSV for more than 11 hours on any 3 days in a row. Example: if you drive or use an SPSV for more than 11 hours on Monday and again on Tuesday, you cannot do the same on Wednesday. You may still drive on Wednesday, but only for less than 11 hours. Also, you must not have worked over 11 hours on the previous Sunday. Safer driving. Always drive carefully and think about other people on the road. Be extra careful around vulnerable road users with less protection, for example, pedestrians, cyclists and motorcyclists. As an SPSV driver, you are on the road a lot more than most people. Developing good driving habits will help you stay safe, keep your passengers and other road users safe, protect your personal health and well-being, save money on running and repair costs. The RSA says aggressive driving is dangerous, stressful, and expensive. Avoid speeding up too quickly or braking suddenly unless you must. Do not use your horn because you are frustrated or angry. Keep to the legal speed limits and leave enough space between you and the car in front of you. Tip: as a professional driver, you should never react to aggressive road users. Your customers trust you to give them a safe and comfortable trip. If you do, they are more likely to thank you and use your services again. Penalty points and insurance. Poor driving can lead to penalty points. Penalty points are a bigger problem for SPSV drivers than for regular drivers because they make your insurance more expensive and can result in you losing your license. If you lose your license, you lose your employment and income. You might consider taking an advanced driving course with a driving school. Apart from making you a safer driver, it may also lower your insurance costs. Ask your insurance company or broker for more details. Here are some guidelines. Only let passengers leave the vehicle where it is safe to do so. Warn passengers about any dangers, like busy roads or obstacles. Watch out for how exiting passengers might affect other road users, especially cyclists and pedestrians. Note: you must take every reasonable step to keep your passengers safe when they are in the car and when they are entering or leaving the vehicle. Mobile phones. It is against the law to hold a phone in your hand while driving or to support the phone with any part of your body. It is dangerous because it distracts you from the road. It is also an offence to send or read a text message from your phone while driving. This applies to mobile phones used with hands-free devices. If the Gardaí charge you with using your mobile phone while driving, you will get a fixed charge notice of €120. If you pay the fixed charge, you will get 3 penalty points. If you choose not to pay the fixed charge and are then convicted in court, you will get 5 penalty points and a fine of up to €2,000. Note: emergency calls to 999 or 112 are the only exception. 12 penalty points on your licence results in driver disqualification. However, an even lower threshold of 7 penalty points applies to learner or novice drivers. Smartphone apps that are used by booking services have the functionality to tell you a fare is waiting, allow you to accept a fare by pushing a button, display details of the pickup location and a map of how to get there. Hands-free equipment. Using a hands-free kit with your phone is not illegal, but it is still a distraction. It puts you, your passengers and others on the road at risk. You could still be prosecuted for dangerous driving, careless driving or driving without due care and attention. The RSA recommends the following guidelines while driving. Never try to write notes. Never look up phone numbers. Never have long, complicated, emotional or stressful conversations. Tip: avoid using your phone while driving, even if you have a hands-free system. If you need to use your phone, pull over and park safely and legally before using it. GPS and sat-nav equipment. Always set your route before you commence the journey. Do not use equipment while driving. The RSA in Ireland recommends entering your destination before starting your journey and pulling over to make adjustments if needed. They also encourage drivers to be aware of their surroundings and the potential distractions of technology. See Chapter 6, Finding Your Way Around, for more details. Smoking. A vehicle taxed as an SPSV is legally considered a place of work. Under the Public Health Tobacco Amendment Act of 2004, smoking is always banned in your vehicle. This means you cannot smoke in your SPSV vehicle at any time. Passengers cannot smoke in your SPSV vehicle, even if it is not being used for fares. You must display a no smoking sign in your SPSV. It is the responsibility of the owner and or person in charge of the SPSV to ensure no one smokes in the vehicle. If your vehicle is not taxed as an SPSV, the smoking ban still applies while it is being used to carry passengers. Note: Health Service Executive Environmental Health Officers enforce this law. They can prosecute drivers and passengers who break the rules and are not compliant. If a passenger refuses to stop smoking, you have the right to refuse them service. Alcohol and drugs. The RSA says never, ever drink and drive. It is against the law to drive if you are under the influence of any intoxicant, alcohol or drugs. If you are taking prescription medicine, check with your doctor to see if it could make you drowsy or affect your driving in any way. Alcohol affects people differently. You could still have alcohol in your system the day after drinking, so always think carefully before driving after a night out. Even small amounts of alcohol can affect your judgment, slow your reactions, make you a danger to yourself and others. Further information, visit www.rsa.ie to download professional driver materials on safe driving or for more information on safer driving. See the following: the Road Safety Authority, www.rsa.ie, the Drink Aware website, www.drinkaware.ie. Seatbelts. By law, drivers must always wear a seatbelt while driving. If you do not wear a seatbelt, you are committing a criminal offence. The only times you do not have to wear a seatbelt are if you have a special medical exemption or are reversing a vehicle. If you break this law, you could face a fixed payment penalty, penalty points on your licence, or prosecution in court. Seatbelt rules for adult passengers. Anyone 17 years or older must wear a seatbelt, whether they are in the front or back seat of a vehicle. Adults who do not wear a seatbelt could be taken to court and prosecuted or fined with a penalty of up to €2,000. Tip: It is the responsibility of the adult passenger to wear a seatbelt. As a driver, you should remind them if they fail to put it on, but it is not your legal duty to ensure they wear it. Seatbelt rules for passengers under age 17. The law is different for passengers under 17 years old. As the driver, you are responsible for making sure they wear a seatbelt. Failure to comply means you could get a fixed payment penalty, penalty points, prosecuted in court. Further information. All information on seatbelts can be found on the An Garda Síochána website, https://www.garda.ie. Seatbelt rules for children. Seatbelts are generally made and designed for adult passengers. Only children who are at least 150 cm tall, about 4.5 feet, and 36 kilograms or more must wear a seatbelt in an SPSV. Normally, children and babies need a special car seat, harness or restraint system. However, SPSVs are exempt from this rule. This means that smaller children and babies can travel without a child seat or restraint in an SPSV. However, they must be in the back seat of the vehicle, supervised appropriately. Note, this is only in a situation where a suitable system is not available. If there is one, they must use it. Recommendations from the Road Safety Authority. Avoid driver fatigue. Get enough sleep. Drive with care and consideration for all other road users. Drive within the speed limits. Do not use a mobile phone while driving. Switch it off before you start driving. Never drink and drive, and never drive under the influence of drugs and/or alcohol. Wear a seatbelt. Remind your passengers to wear their seatbelts and ensure that, where appropriate, children are safely and suitably restrained. 10.3. Looking after your personal security. As an SPSV operator, the nature of your work brings some special risks. You often work alone at night or in isolated areas. You carry cash and usually do not know your customers. Most of the time there are no problems, but sometimes SPSV drivers can find themselves in unpleasant or even dangerous situations. Awareness. High risk times. The Garda Crime Prevention Unit says that violent incidents and robberies are more likely to happen on weekend nights between midnight and 4 a.m. Problems are more common with customers hired off the street rather than with pre-booked fares. Drivers should be extra careful during these times. Support. If you work as a dispatch operator, they keep detailed booking records. This gives you an extra level of security. Also, if you have radio contact with your dispatcher, you can call for help immediately if there is a problem or emergency. To add even more security, some online booking apps also record details of the driver, passenger, and the specific journey information. Dealing with difficult customers. Customers are more likely to become aggressive if they are under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Be very careful and alert during high-risk times. On Garda Síochána safety tips. Be careful in isolated areas. Try to pick up customers in well-lit and busy areas. Avoid getting out of your car in isolated spots. Make eye contact. Look carefully at each customer as they get in and keep checking them using your rear-view mirror. This shows them that you have seen them and could identify them later if needed. Be pleasant. Staying friendly and non-confrontational may help to stop aggressive behaviour. Reverse into cul-de-sacs when possible. If you enter a street with only one way out, reverse in. This way you can drive away quickly if needed. Agree on a code word. Set up a secret code word with your dispatch operator or another contact. You can use it to quietly warn them if you have or suspect a problem. Keep a spare key. Always carry a spare vehicle key in your pocket. If someone steals your ignition key or takes your car and leaves it somewhere, you can still recover it and drive for help. Reducing the risk of robbery. As an SPSV driver, you often have cash with you in your vehicle. This can make you a target for robbery. On Garda Síochána advises you take the following steps to protect yourself. Carry less cash. Deposit cash at a bank or leave large amounts in a secure place at home during a break. Install security equipment. Think about fitting an alarm or immobiliser to your vehicle for extra security. Hide valuables and your possessions. Keep any items of value like wallets, watches or phones out of sight. Expensive looking jewellery can also make you more of a target. Remove GPS, sat-navs or phone equipment when you leave your car. Hide your cash from customers. Only show customers enough money for change. If customers ask about your working day, do not say that you have been busy, had a long day, or that you have made a lot of money. Lock your vehicle. Always lock your vehicle when you are not inside it, and keep your doors locked and windows closed whenever you are driving in an isolated area, parked on the street, or waiting for a customer. Tip: when picking up customers in isolated places, call them on the phone rather than getting out of your vehicle, and at night, ask customers to leave a porch or hall light on to help you find them safely. Reducing the risk of fare evasion. Fare evasion, when a customer leaves without paying, is a problem that many SPSV drivers face. An Garda Síochána recommends the following tips to help reduce the risk. Ask for an exact address. Know exactly where you are going before starting the journey. If you are unsure whether the customer can pay, tell your dispatch operator. Do not act illegally. You must not force a customer to stay or take them somewhere against their will. If there is a problem, call An Garda Síochána and politely ask the passenger to stay until they arrive. Do not chase fare evaders. Your safety is more important than a lost fare. Never put yourself at risk by chasing someone. Settle the fare inside the vehicle. Customers are more likely to avoid paying if they are already out of the vehicle. Always ask for the fare while they are still inside. Ask for a deposit. If you are worried that a customer cannot pay, you can ask for a deposit or proof of the ability to pay before accepting the fare. If they refuse to pay a deposit, you may refuse service. If you take a deposit, it must not be more than the expected fare. If the meter shows a lower fare than the deposit, you must refund the difference. Using security equipment. There are many products and safety devices that can help to protect SPSV drivers. You could install a safety screen to protect yourself from attack by someone sitting behind you, or fit an extra rear view mirror to see the full back seat. You could also make use of any of the following options. Install a security camera. Good quality cameras can provide evidence in court. If you install a camera, you must follow data protection laws and respect customer privacy. Use a GPS. Some navigation devices show location tracking. These devices can link to an alarm that you can activate in an emergency. The dispatcher can then send An Garda Síochána straight to your location. Use an emergency radio. Some radios have an open mic switch that lets you quickly call for help. Use your mobile phone. Many smartphones have GPS and emergency features built in that you can use. Using CCTV, closed-circuit television. If you want to use CCTV equipment, you should first talk to a legal advisor or contact the Data Protection Commissioner for advice using www.dataprotection.ie. You need to think about whether you have a good reason to use CCTV. You must also check what the law says about how you store and use the video, especially if you need to use it later as evidence, and getting a customer's permission, for example, by putting up clear signs inside your vehicle. What to do after a safety incident? If you are the victim of an attack or robbery, An Garda Síochána advises you to stay as calm as possible. Do not chase after the person who attacked you. 1. Call for help and raise the alarm as soon as you can. 2. If you are injured, call an ambulance right away. 3. Report the incident to An Garda Síochána and your dispatch operator if you have one. 4. If you have a security camera, save and protect the video evidence. 5. Write down any details of the incident as soon as possible so that you can remember and share any relevant information with the authorities. The kind of details you should document for an incident include where, when, and how the incident happened, a description of the attacker, to whom you have reported the incident, any hazard avoidance and safety equipment used. Tip: report incidents, even if you think the incident is minor. It could be part of a bigger investigation. Reporting the incident may help solve other crimes. As explained in Chapter 3, Choosing a Vehicle to Use as an SPSV, all SPSV drivers must carry certain safety equipment in their vehicles. If there is a crash or fire, the safety equipment should be easy to reach so that anyone nearby can use it right away. Further information. For more details about safety equipment and programs, you can download the initial suitability inspection manual at www.nationaltransport.ie. This manual also gives technical information about in-vehicle safety equipment. For more advice about using CCTV, you can contact the Data Protection Commissioner at www.dataprotection.ie. If you are working outside of your vehicle in poorly lit areas at night, you should wear your high visibility vest. For example, wear it if you are loading luggage or helping someone in a wheelchair get into your vehicle on a dark road. 10.4. What to do in a collision or emergency. People who are hurt in a road collision have a much greater chance of survival if they receive first aid and medical assistance immediately or within the first hour after a collision. The golden rule is do no harm. Do not risk your own safety trying to make a heroic rescue. If you put yourself in danger, you might not be able to help others, and you could make things worse. Note, make sure nobody smokes near an accident. Smoking is dangerous and a fire risk. Tip, you might suffer from shock even after a small crash or traffic incident. If you can, get someone else to drive you home and rest until you are sure you have recovered. Here are some important steps to follow if you are at the scene of a collision or emergency. 1. Stay calm. Turn off your engine and put on the handbrake. 2. Make sure that you and those around you are safe before helping others. 3. Turn on your hazard warning lights. Put on your high visibility vest and place the advance warning triangle a good distance away to alert traffic. 4. Call for help. Dial 999 or 112. Give clear information about the location of the collision, how many vehicles are involved, and how many people are hurt. 5. Report the collision. If anyone is hurt, you must report the collision to an Garda Síochána, either at the scene or at the nearest Garda station. Provide your name, vehicle details and insurance information to others involved and to any witnesses who ask for it. 6. Help any injured people. Cover injured people with coats or blankets to keep them warm. Do not move them or give them anything to eat or drink. Only move injured people if there is a risk of fire or if you think a vehicle might overturn. Do not remove helmets from motorcyclists. Never try to lift a vehicle off someone without professional help. 7. Wait for help. Monitor any injured persons. If someone's condition gets worse, call 999 or 112 again and update the emergency services. Further information. The following organisations publish useful information and provide training courses on first aid and what to do in the event of a collision or emergency. The Road Safety Authority, www.rsa.ie. The Irish Red Cross, www.redcross.ie. The Order of Malta, https://orderofmaltaireland.org/. The St John Ambulance Brigade of Ireland, St John Ambulance Ireland, Occupational First Aid Courses and Event Medical Cover Ireland. https://stjohn.ie/. 10.5. Handling and transporting luggage and other heavy items. Many people miss work because they get injured lifting or handling heavy or bulky items incorrectly. These injuries often include back problems. As an SPSV driver, you will often be asked to help customers with their luggage, so it is a good idea to learn how to do it safely. All SPSV drivers are encouraged to take an in-person handling course from a professional organisation. Before lifting any item, think carefully. Can you safely load it into your vehicle? Will carrying or transporting the item cause a health or safety risk to you, your passenger, or other people? For example, very large luggage that cannot be properly secured might move around, block your view through the windows, or make it harder to control the vehicle. As an SPSV driver, you have the right to refuse to lift or carry any item that you believe could cause injury to you or anyone else. Some guidelines for handling heavy or bulky items. The Health and Safety Authority offers some guidelines to help you reduce the risk of injuring yourself. Refer to page 189 and 190 for illustrations. 1. Lift only if it is safe. Only lift or move something if it is safe for you to do so. Just because you can lift something does not always mean it is safe to lift it. Also, remember it is often easier and safer to put something into the luggage area of a vehicle than to take it out. 2. Think before you lift. Before you lift anything, take a moment to plan. Clear away anything that might be in your way. Decide exactly where you are going to put the item before you lift it. 3. Start in a good position. Stand with good balance with your feet a little apart. Put one foot slightly, a little, in front of the other to help you stay steady. Bend your knees and your back slightly. Do not stoop. Bending too much at the waist can cause injury. 4. Keep a good hold on the item. Hold the item close to your body. Keep the heaviest part of the item nearest to you. Move smoothly when lifting. Avoid sudden jerking or quick movements. 5. Keep your head up and look ahead. When lifting, keep your head up and look straight ahead. Keep your shoulders in line with your hips. Do not bend, twist your back, or lean to the side while lifting. If you need to turn, move your feet instead of twisting your body. 6. Put it down before you adjust. If you need to remove an item into a better position, like in the luggage area of your vehicle, put it down first. Slide or adjust it carefully. Do not try to twist or move while still holding the item. 10.6. Complying with regulations. Your safety, health and welfare. Under the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act 2005, self-employed people, including most SPSV drivers, must follow the same legal rules as employers. This means you must take all reasonable steps to protect the safety, health and welfare of anyone at your workplace, which, for you, is your vehicle. Vehicle safety. You are legally required to identify and document any hazards that could put you or your passengers at risk and take reasonable steps to remove the risks identified. For example, you must keep your vehicle in good condition, drive safely, make sure passengers do not act in ways that put you, themselves or others in danger. Health and welfare. You must also consider noise and exhaust fumes, very hot or cold temperatures, danger of crashes, fires or explosions, fatigue and stress. Fatigue, being too tired, is a known danger for drivers. You must take steps to manage it and keep yourself and others safe. You must advise your employer if fatigue affects your ability to work. If you are an employee, not a sole trader or self-employed, you still have a duty to protect your own safety and the safety of others. Managing safety, health and welfare. When you see any risks, take action to manage them. For example, get more safety information, attend a training course, buy protective equipment, learn how to adjust your seat and steering wheel for comfort and safety by reading your vehicle manual. Control the heating, cooling and air systems properly inside your car. Further information. For more information about the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act 2005, contact the Health and Safety Authority, www.hsa.ie.